Before we leave you this hour, as Muslims around the world are celebrating the end of Ramadan and the Eid holiday this week, we bring you these voices from around the country.
My name is Fatima.
My name is Ibrahim.
My name is Hussein Rashid.
Hi, this is Hani Atiyah.
My name is Zara Norbakhsh. I'm a Muslim feminist Iranian-American comedian.
I'm Nasser. I'm calling from Charlotte, North Carolina.
And this is our Ramadan reflection.
And this is my Ramadan reflection.
This is my Ramadan reflection.
So for me, Ramadan has been a lot of clarity, a lot of deep thinking, a lot of idea generation.
I think of perseverance. I think of incredible stamina. Seeing my mom fasting, coming home for iftar, working three jobs.
It is a month of appreciation for all the bounties that God has given us. And I think that the month of Ramadan really helps to bring a spiritual equilibrium for nearly one-fifth of the world's population.
And it was much more of a reminder about how people around the world are not voluntarily fasting.
This month has been extremely difficult with all the war and horror that we see in the world.
We are supposed to feel for others. This is just a time when it's reserved for us to appreciate all the blessings that we have.
For me, Ramadan has been a time to refresh and reboot my spiritual side.
Spirituality is not withdrawing from the world or ignoring the world. It is about reinvigorating myself to do good in the world, to not just pray for peace, but to work for peace and justice.
It's been a really beautiful, wonderful, awesome Ramadan.
Thanks to all of you who shared your Ramadan reflections, and Eid Mubarak to every one of you.